All right, welcome back to the stream. Another 1 hour stream, basically. I'll say 1 hour and 5 minutes. I got to get better, reasonable hour. So this is not going to be a long stream, just long enough for me to, you know, do all this, play this game. And let's get started. We're playing Fire Emblem the Sacred Stones, for those who are curious. I'm being asked, what am I next going to be on the majority report? I have no idea. Can't answer that one. Hey, thank you. A lot of people like that video. One funny thing is that people were like, plenty of folks have been like, can you say this? Isn't this, isn't Brooks, David Brooks, who is sort of not the subject of the video, but the person I was addressing in the beginning, isn't he a colleague? And he's not, no longer, technically, no longer, not even technically, he's no longer a colleague. He works for The Atlantic now, not The New York Times. So I'm in the clear. Two misses. I have Fire Emblem Three Houses on my Switch, but the dating sim stuff just isn't for me too. I just want to get to the fighting. My favorite Fire Emblem actually was the one for 3DS. What was that one called? That one, first of all, was hard as hell at the end. Is that Fire Emblem Awakening? Awakening, yeah, Fire Emblem Awakening. I love that game. That ruled. But I don't, the dating sim stuff is just not for me. Not my speed. Not my tempo. I don't mind the narratives in Fire Emblem. Like, I don't mind the narrative stuff, but like, I just don't want to. I don't want to have to spend time, like, and I even like the relationship stuff, but I like it to happen on the battlefield. I just don't want to have to spend time doing basically sort of like an extended mini game. You should have game audio. I turned it down a bunch, but I can turn it back up. What kind of dog do I have? Just a mixed hound, pretty much. You know what I loved? I loved Unicorn Overlord. That game rules. And Unicorn Overlord actually has like the right combination of like story and then just like letting me play and letting me, you know, do my thing. And the thing about Fire Emblem Three Houses is I don't want to do the dating sim stuff. Having said that, I've never actually beaten the game, so I might actually just play, you know, when I find myself with a stretch of free time and I have the Switch with me, I might just like boot up a new game and like try to actually play it all the way through. That one doesn't have permadeath, does it? Unicorn Overlord. Unicorn Overlord, someone mentioned on TikTok that they just started playing it. And the thing about it is, like, once you get into a rhythm of building up your units, it's perfect. I like Tactics Ogre. I've only played through Final Fantasy Tactics once. I probably should try it again. There's that recent remaster or whatever for Switch 2. The thing about Tactics Ogre, though, the thing about those styles of games, which I like, I don't know how I put this, like, they can get a bit too fiddly, you know what I mean? Too focused on, you know, leveling up individual units, and like, they're very slow going. I booted up a new Tactics Ogre game because I have the remake for Switch, and I got like 5 hours into it, and I just like, I got other stuff to do. I don't have the time I used to have to just really sort of like grind out units. Someone asked me if we talk politics on the streams. Yeah, you can ask me politics stuff. That's part of the deal here. Part of the deal here is you can kind of just like ask me whatever. And if I feel like I want to answer it, I will. I am a Dawn of War fan. I used to, back in the day, I played Warhammer 40K Dawn of War constantly. I don't have anything I can play Dawn of War 4 on, so I likely will not be playing it. The Dragon Quest III 2D HD is really great. Highly recommend that as well. What are some other, you know, should I feel like maybe I should just like play through older Fire Emblem games before I get to, because I'm going to play this, I'm going to play the first DS one. I just wanted to play this one because whatever. And I've been told that there are good translations for the Super Nintendo ones. I never played the GameCube Fire Emblem, and I do have a GameCube emulator on here. Oh, I played through the Advance Wars remake for Switch. All right. Sorry, I was reading something. Are you going to play some Smash Brothers as the Fire Emblem characters as for the bit? This isn't a bit. I just like Fire Emblem. Thank you. I someone asked if I thought Hegseth was an Advance Wars or a Romance of the Three Kingdoms kind of guy. I don't think Pete Hegseth can read, so. Let's see. Magic user. Archers aren't very useful in this game, in my opinion. So I'm gonna bring out the magic users to get them some experience, because the magic users are very useful. Right, if you get the magic users, if you like level up the magic users, they become kind of unstoppable. So. All right. Oh. Don't like that. Don't like that at all. Ah, shit. Thank you. All right. Sorry, I'm focused on the game, guys. What's my favorite MF Doom album? Food. Followed by Danger Doom. No, actually, Food followed by, of course, Madville, and then followed by Danger Doom. Do I have a take on Microsoft Sony struggles? Not really. I don't have a console wars take, I suppose. If a unit dies, am I going to keep moving on? I don't know. I really don't. I really like to keep all my units, you know, alive. So we'll see. Oh, nice. Critical hit. I'm not in my kitchen. I mean, you can see my kitchen back there, but I just don't have a big house. I've talked about this before, but people think I live in like a gated community or whatever, but I don't. Emily, thank you for the kind words. I also don't love a lot of what my employer has published on trans people. I try to be, you know, I try to counterbalance that the best way I can. And, you know, it's tough out there in media, I'll say that. It's sort of so many of the people who run these places, I think, have been brain poisoned. And so it's hard to find a media outlet where this isn't really a challenge. No, I don't. My house isn't big enough for a home office. Why do I think the Air Force One turkey food cart story had some legs? I think it's partly because it's funny. It's a great demonstration of the president's just cowardice as well. No. See, I think I don't want to lose this guy. Fuck. Shit. Guys, I think we're running it back. Oh, no. Ah, shit. I didn't mean to do that. We're gonna try something a little different this time around. Thank you. This is not a politics-free space. So ask me. You can ask me about politics. You're free to do it. You are free to do it. Oh, yeah, Gilliam. I want him. There you go. All right. Yes, you hang out there. We are going to... okay, lots of questions. I'm going to try to answer them. My favorite Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy VI, followed by 12. I actually really love Final Fantasy 12. About the turkey, the Trump and the cart. Yeah, it's just, it's funny that like this guy who's just like a huge big coward is hiding from what American intelligence thinks is a fake threat. So yeah. My thoughts on the primary polls in Michigan and Wisconsin. The thing about all primary polls is that they're frequently very much off. They're not like reliable prediction things, in part because primaries, voters often like all the candidates. You know, there's lots of undecided. It's like all the ingredients for polls getting a big miss. I think it's important to stop polls. Polls are a snapshot, right? They tell you a general sense of the landscape. It's important not to use polls for what they cannot do, which is they're not great at really predicting all that well, but they can give you a sense of what the political landscape looks like. Do I ever hear from elected officials about your opinions of what they should be doing? I have talked to people who are in office or running for office, and they've asked me for my thoughts on stuff. Yes. Was the fact that these are open primaries a big factor? Yeah, it makes the electorate unstable. With an election poll, you're trying to guess what the electorate's going to look like, and that's very difficult. And do I think open primaries should be a thing? Me personally, no. I think they should all be closed primaries, but, you know. When are we going to discuss hip-hop, bro? Whenever you want to ask me about hip-hop, I'm happy to talk about hip-hop whenever. It just occurred to me that... I forgot to turn on the multi-stream chat. So sorry if you are on here on YouTube and you've asked me questions. I apologize. I've missed them. I was just looking at the Twitch chat. Have I ever considered running for office? Yeah, it's like on my bucket list. I do want to do it one day. I don't know when. Maybe when my kids are older. But I would like to do it one day. It's frustrating to see the pundit class think... think the electorate is in a left-right skill rather than a do-something-to-do-nothing skill. I think that's right. Yeah, it would just be local office. It would just be It would just be local office. On YouTube, someone asking me if I've ever played Chrono Trigger. I have very much played Chrono Trigger. Wait. As a fellow political and social thought alum from UVA, how much did Michael Smith's PSD seminar shape you as a thinker and writer? I feel like if you are also a fellow PSDer, you should 100% be able to see how much I am shaped by Michael Smith's PSD seminar. I think I for all intents and purposes, what I do every week is I write PST response papers. Hugely. Huge influence on my development as a writer and thinker. How do I have time to raise kids, write, dress fine, and play games? I'm home all the time. That's why. It's the big reason. All right, we're gonna So again, I'll say it's really important to recognize that primary polling is just it's not very reliable. People were asking me about Michael Smith. It's just a professor at UVA who, if you were in a particular program at UVA, you had. I have not played Fire Emblem Genealogy of the Holy War, but I think I should. It seems like it's the one people like a lot. Miss bitch. All right. Am I getting the next Fire Emblem? I don't know. Probably. Yeah, well. Let's see here. Do I have any hats that I wear ironically? Not really. Okay. No, I'm just if once I not once I knock out this archer, I think I can just get I can just walk up what's her face right up to him. Nice work, Ross. Hey Jamal, new reviewer here. I've been watching your videos a lot the past couple of days and appreciate your perspective. What made you decide to post videos on YouTube or social media in general? Well, there's kind of two reasons. The first is just my own kind of interest and curiosity. I've always been big on trying to use social media platforms to pick up. A couple years ago, I started doing TikTok. And a combination of TikTok getting bought and everything by the Ellisons, and realizing that like YouTube was this whole other thing that I wasn't really engaging with, prompted me to kind of figure out, like begin experimenting with YouTube. And I basically spent like 6 months trying to figure out what works for me on YouTube. And what works, I've discovered, are these sort of like, generally speaking, less than 10 minutes, direct to camera, not too much adornment videos. People seem to like them. It doesn't take me a ton of work to do. And the goal is just to try to be a progressive voice on YouTube, right? But also a voice that is not, you know, hysterical, is not like sensational, is trying to make an argument to you, but treat you seriously as a viewer. The other thing is that, and I said this in the stream yesterday, You know, I'm not going to get a TV contract. I don't live in New York or DC. And sort of like the way the ideological kind of composition of the business is sort of like, I'm sort of somewhat on the outskirts. Like there are plenty of people who, you know, would consider themselves serious, responsible people who don't take me seriously, who think that I am not someone to take seriously at all. And so rather than try to like get past those gatekeepers, right? Why don't I just try to bypass them? And I think I'm being pretty successful at that. The YouTube page has become, you know, it's still, I think, modest, but like relatively successful for being a modest YouTube page. I can't name another newspaper columnist, professional pundit, or however you want to describe me, who has the kind of video reach I have, who isn't on like cable television. So I think this is working out for me, and I'm going to continue building it up. Like my goal is for the YouTube page to really kind of grow. Right now, my TikTok is like my largest video platform, but I really would like the YouTube to be the big one. So if you don't follow me on YouTube, whether Twitch folks or TikTok folks, follow me on YouTube. That's what I'm trying to put. That's where I'm trying to put the emphasis. Your post right after the election about how politics are still in effect were essential thought. In my opinion, it turned out to be 100% true. Thank you. People were extremely skeptical of that, and I got torn up. People were like, this guy's naive, but it's still true. It was still true. Yeah, to the extent that gatekeeper types don't take me seriously. And I mean, to be clear, I'm a columnist for the New York Times, right? Like there are people who take me seriously, but to the extent that there are people who do not, like other pundits or commentators, it's mainly because they associate me with like the quote woke left. And they see my unwillingness to sort of concede things like, you know, wokeness is out of control or DEI is out of control, or even that, like, you know, black people might be pathological. They see my unwillingness to concede stuff like that. It's a mark of unseriousness. Well, to me, it's a mark of I have beliefs. I have things that I actually believe, like for real, that I'm not going to budge on. No, I think that's right. I think having sincere beliefs that I take very seriously is an unforgivable sin. And to be clear, like I'm not perfect. I get things wrong. It's a work in progress. Like live up to those beliefs, but I believe them and I hold them quite seriously. Hi, Jamel. I'm a 27-year-old with a job I like, but otherwise lost in the world. Any advice? I don't know. Luke, sometimes I'll dig up my columns from right after. Okay, so two things. I'll just say it's very normal. It's extremely normal to be 27 and not really know what you want to do. I know for a fact that I had that exact kind of experience. So at the very least, it's a normal thing to feel. I don't know you, right? Like I don't know you. I can't provide any advice, but I can tell you that it's a very normal feeling. You know, I've been in like the relationship with the same woman, my wife, but we weren't married at the time, since I was 22, 23. So it's like, we could commiserate, like part of like my relationship is like, we kind of grew up together and we could commiserate and like be 27 and a bit aimless together. And that was very helpful, but build it up. Yeah. If you aren't on board with what they think is self-evidently true, that you're dismissed out of hand. That's right. Yeah. I was going to say to someone else. No, this was to Luke. I sometimes I go and look at what I wrote right after the election. And it's like, yeah, it was completely right. Like so much of what we're experiencing now, totally predictable from day one. So among other things, the big one I predicted in that column was that the administration, because it would misread its mandate tremendously, would immediately overreach, and find itself bleeding popularity in its first year. Do I play ROM hacks? I haven't, but I'm not opposed to it. Someone's asking me if I left Blue Sky. I did not. I'm just on a break. Someone responded to how I have the time to do stuff. I have a wife. My wife has her own job and her own life. So really it is. I mean, a lot of it is I make time for stuff. Am I surprised Blue Sky lost 27% of its users over the past year? Not that surprised. Thank you. Have I written any fanfic? No. That is not a thing I ever got into. You know what? Maybe I will. Maybe I will. What's my POV on reparations? My POV on reparations is that I think it's pretty hard to deny the case for them. People's response, though, is, well, it's not practical or whatever, but the basic kind of like moral and ethical case to me seems pretty straightforward. What do you think the odds we will see the military and civilian leadership who have led the death squad attacks on boats in the Caribbean Sea justice? Low. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try for it, but I do think it's low. Oh, that's not good. Also bad. Ah, here we go. All right. Can you make this happen? I think we can. This stream quits now that I have beaten this stage. Stay tuned for another stream when I play another stage of Fire Emblem and we go through the first 20 minutes of everyone asking me if I'm playing Fire Emblem. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Oh, okay. I'll answer this question. What kind of music do I like? I love early 90s hip hop. I love jazz. I love new wave and post-punk. I love you know, post-hardcore. I love sort of like indie dance rock from the late 2000s. Think like The Rapture and LCD Sound System and the Juan McLean and all those groups. I love TV on the Radio, whatever you want to slot them under. I'm a guy who was a teenager in my 20s in the 2000s and the 2010s. And I love hip hop and indie rock. I once went to a TV on the Radio show, and it was half full of black guys who looked exactly like me. So that's my vibe. And of course, we all look like Tunde, so you know. Best album of all time, though. I don't know if I think there's a best album of all time. A record that I listen to a lot. You know what? A record that I've been listening to a lot, like over the past week, for whatever reason, is the Go Team's first record, Thunder Lightning Strike, which I really enjoy. Best record of all time. I mean, Desert Island record might be Midnight Marauders. Might be Avalon by Roxy Music. Might be Illmatic. Might be Entertainment by Gang of Four. I don't know. I don't know. What have I listened to the absolute most? I've listened to Relationship of Command like a million times. That would definitely be on a Desert Island for me. Discovery, Daft Punk, Desert Island for me. Okay, I really am signing off. If people start asking interesting things, like someone over the TikTok is saying he bumped into me once in St. Louis. Hello. My favorite thing about running into people in real life is that, and I've gotten this reaction multiple times. Like, I was giving a talk at Duke, and I ran into someone, talking. And she says to me, "You look way different than I thought you would from your photo." And I was like, "What do you mean by that?" And first she's like, "You're taller than I thought you'd be." And I do think people read me as being like quite small, like 5'5", 5'6", which I'm not. I'm 5'10", which is not like especially tall, but it's like I think taller than people expect. And I think people read me as being like much like bigger than they expect, and I'm not like a small man, but I'm not like a wide man either. If anything, I have like a big broad chest and shoulders, and I work out. But like people don't, I don't think I read as someone who works out at all, which is funny to me. I mean, I have to go to bed because I got to go to the gym. Tomorrow's leg day. Got to do squats. It's my first lift of the day, squats. Warm up, of course. But the first real lift of the day is going to be squats. Basically, 3 sets, 6 to 8. Depending on how I feel, 3:35. Maybe I'll end on like 3:55. If I did PRs, which I don't anymore, because it's not good for you. If I did PRs, I think I could probably squat 400 pounds, but I don't do PRs. How annoyed are you that we can't take the train to DC early now? Extremely annoyed. Okay. I gotta go to bed. The DC train from Charlottesville didn't shut down. They're doing repairs and upgrades on the line, on the bridge crossing into DC. And so they have to bump up the train departure to noon just about now. So it used to be you could leave at 9 and get to DC around like 11:15. Now it's noon, which kind of just for like doing like work stuff makes the train useless. But now there are people who are like, are we playing the game because it's been stuck here for a while? No, we're no longer playing the game. I'm going to bed. So see you guys.